I explore these sorts of issues in my column, and I have terrific sources, my friends.
When you're a young guy in your 20s, women are controlling relationships. By the time you're an eligible man in your 30s, you feel like you're being devoured by women. Suddenly, the guys are holding all the chips. I call it the mid-30s power flip.
It's all about age and biology. I mean, if you want to get married, it's to have kids, right? And you don't want to do it with someone older than 35, because then you have to have kids right away, and that's about it. I think these women should just forget about marriage and have a good time.
I have a friend who'd always gone out with extremely sexy guys and just had a good time. One day, she woke up, and she was 41. She couldn't get any more dates. She had a complete physical breakdown, couldn't hold on to her job, and had to move back to Wisconsin to live with her mother. Trust me, this is not a story that makes men feel bad. Most men are threatened by successful women. If you want to get these guys, you have to keep your mouth shut and play by the rules.
I totally believe that love conquers all. Sometimes you just have to give it a little space. And that's exactly what's missing in Manhattan. The space for romance.
The problem is expectations. Older women don't want to settle for what's available.
By the time you reach your mid-30s, you think, why should I settle? You know?
It's like the older we get, the more we keep self-selecting down to a smaller and smaller group.
What women really want is Alec Baldwin.
There's not one woman in New York who hasn't turned down 10 wonderful guys because they were too short or too fat or too poor.
I have been out with some of those guys, the short, fat, poor ones. It makes absolutely no difference. They are just as self-centered and unappreciative as the good-looking ones.
Why don't these women just marry a fat guy? Why don't they just marry a big fat tub of lard?